AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, who's been serving as a mediator, says the deal to end the Iran war is taking immediate effect. And President Trump says, Sharif says Iran has also signed it, but a formal signing ceremony is still on for Friday. U.S. officials say the deal calls for Iran to dilute its stockpile of highly enriched uranium, while it also waives sanctions, immediately allowing Iran to sell its oil freely. It would also open the Strait of Hormuz toll-free for 2 months and affirms a commitment to Lebanon's territorial integrity in the face of Israel's invasion against the Hezbollah militant group. In other news, the Federal Reserve's keeping its key interest rate unchanged, while indicating half of the Fed's policymakers could support a rate hike later this year. President Trump's reaction?
It's all right. Whatever.
On Wall Street, stocks fell, the S&P down 1.2%. And in the state of Georgia,
the Senate sent a letter to Governor Kemp this morning informing him we will not take up redistricting during this special session.
Georgia's Republican State Senate President pro tempore, Larry Walker III.
We believe it would be wise to allow the judicial process to further develop in other states and evaluate how courts rule on newly adopted district maps elsewhere.
Audio courtesy of WSB. On the other hand, Democratic State Representative Derek Johnson told the State House chambers,
just the conversation itself creates a deep confusion, threatens to dilute the voices of our communities, black and brown communities.
The decision marked a setback for both Governor Brian Kemp and President Donald Trump. Both have urged Republican-led states to redraw congressional districts to their advantage. 10 states have already enacted new congressional districts ahead of the November midterm elections. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This is AP News. A World Cup draw has fans in the Democratic Republic of Congo feeling like victors. Jennifer King has the story.
Another surprise at the World Cup as Congo holds Portugal to a 1-1 draw. João Neves gave Portugal the early lead in the 6th minute, hitting in a cross from Pedro Neto. Then Johan Wissa tied it up for Congo with a header in stoppage time at the end of the first half. It was the first World Cup goal in the Democratic Republic of Congo's history. Fans back home in Bunia were especially pleased. The country has been dealing with an Ebola epidemic. Portugal star Cristiano Ronaldo, who's played in 6 World Cups, missed 2 shots and shook his head in disgust afterwards, later posting, "It wasn't the start we wanted, but this is far from over." I'm Jennifer King.
And Harry Kane scored twice as England beat Croatia 4-2, Kane equaling the English record for World Cup goals. The latest at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.